Well, I know what's going on up inside my head.
There's still a mark. It's hiding in my hair. It's quite small now, and only me and my brother can see the mark.
At the moment, it's only me and my cats that get to see them.
Nobody knows about it.
Mentally, it's changed me a lot, and it's had a massive effect on me. And, you know, no one else can see that. No one else can see or contemplate what it's done to me. Only I can see that. That's not what other people can see.
Nobody can see what we can see.
Nobody.
And The Consequence was produced by Steve Urquhart. Consequences was a Falling Tree production for BBC Radio 3.
And this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time for World on 3 with Mary-Ann Kennedy.
Turbo Diesel!
Turbo Diesel and a real gypsy manifesto from father and son, Kovacki Truba, man and trumpet, Boban and Marko Markovic, reasserting their kingship in the world of Balkan brass with the first studio album in 4 years. It's kind of funny, they both essentially took up the trumpet in the same way. Boban learning from his father, Dragutin, from the age of five, and his son, Marko, also picking up his horn at the same age, but with Boban away almost constantly on tour, it was his grandfather, the same man that started him out on his musical path. And it was several years before Boban's wife finally sat him down and made him listen to the young man that was by now following in his footsteps. Welcome to World on Three with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy. Tonight's music, well, some rarer corners of British folk, including a new voice from the Manx Renaissance. I'll be looking ahead to the Womax Expo in Cardiff in a couple of weeks' time. The session guest that Lopa has lined up there for then in the form of some fine reggae with a French twist. And tonight's session comes from one of the great names in world music, one bewitching voice that's made it across to the mainstream and back and lived to tell the tale, Natasha Atlas. But the magic comes next from a new rough guide, and I'd venture to say that this one, the rough guide to voodoo, really sums up what these compilations should be about. It gives you the origins, traces the global roots the music followed, and it showcases contemporary artists whose music is flavoured by voodoo, whether immersed in its original religious traditions or just marked by distinctive rhythm and texture. Let's stick close to the heart of the music then and listen to Brooklyn-based Errol Josue, a Haitian singer with a fantastic voice who's also a practicing voodoo priest or Hungan, and whose music brings the rhythms and traditions firmly into the present day.
Papillon, la Saint-Jean, son poème, Timothée, qui devrait jouer ses étoiles. Et nous, nous sommes. Bye.
Half the story's never been told. What them say? Not go so. Life is worth much more than gold. Redemption morning, when all the saints are rising, see the wicked crying for his soul. This man and that man shall say they are the right man, the righteous man will establish himself. What them say? Not go so. Half the story's never been told. Oh yeah, now babe. What them say? Not go so. Life is worth much more than gold. On the great redemption morning, when all the saints are rising, see the wicked crying for his soul. This man and that man shall say they are the right man, the righteous man will establish himself. Check.
Nova. Lickle Spawn. Glorious things are said of thee, oh, Mount Zion. Jah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Live up. Let it be. Let it be. Continually.
Now that is original. These two have a sound that just completely grabbed me the first time I heard them. A real combination that lets you listen to the lyrics and listen to that kind of voice completely afresh. And I'm delighted to hear that the Parisian-based duo of erstwhile Electric Dread, Winston McEnough, and box player come producer DJ Fixie are going to be at the Womex World Music Expo in Cardiff at the end of this month. And they'll be recording a session with Lopakhitani for World on 3 while they're over. Very good news. Womex is in Wales for the first time this year, and it's a chance to shine a light on much of what's going on throughout the British Isles as well as around the world in the main stage showcases, but also on the rich and varied Horizons stage. And the home nation takes its place, of course, there with Welsh artists well represented on that front. They include the likes of alt folkies Nine Bach, accordionist Jamie Smith, who out of his many band incarnations will be playing with the Welsh trio Alo, and singer and harpist Georgia Ruth, whose debut album Week of Pines has been making waves since earlier on this summer. Here she is, weighing anchor, Cody Angor.
Gwledydd pell di draw i'r môr, Kosmaros oitelien suglen hagen viral shogekion. Kreis von, bevor für uns auch Ehre hon. Rosmar aus Algeres nagrim, na roleg halles heistchende, na huilin porans nyaus algen. As Rentals Yard Gersias La Greshva Greshva Crevon Marrow in Bafnatra Rosh Marrocks Legion Sosnan Gyan Mazen Kans Halu in Jalvish Rosh Maranyan Reichosh Lyon She stretched out Lyon Marishin Nish Krayvonesh Krayvonesh Maram Wad Vores Tryon Erdgenber, Lenjes Ganares, Bjargen Kjan, Vei Fallen Fingen, Urgener, As Harrow Isle Nashtjeon. Amu, Vastunasta, Ach, a genius all in Drachen.
The Isle of Man's been going through a real renaissance in traditional music in the past few years. You get the feeling that it's retrieved its natural place in the Celtic landscape with a new generation of young musicians playing their own music, certainly, but also collaborating with their neighbours in Ireland, Wales, Jamie Smith, for instance, in Barrule, and Scotland as well, as they evolve this 21st century version of their traditions. That was a new voice in that landscape, Ruth Keggan, a graduate of York University and its open-minded and adventurous approach to music, and a singer with a real passion for the Manx language. The song was Rosh Mairow Falunas in Ed Chru, basically a Manx Big Bang song, what was there before the earth and heavens were created. And it comes from Ruth's debut album coming out in the new year. She was joined there by Ona Kelnawan, a remarkable young Shannon singer whose singing roots lie in his father Pather's home parish of Carna in Connemara. Before that was music from Härjedalen, a remote and isolated part of Sweden on the Norwegian border and home to fiddler Anders Thunell, playing with Olaf Mjelva from the Nordic Fiddlers Block on fiddle and viola. They played a polska by Per Mir, a local musician from the early 20th century who was writing tunes and playing weddings until he was at least 90 years of age. The duo is called Uppspelt, or Excited, and the album is out on the Swedish Dimma label. The Egyptian singer Abdelhay Hilmi was a turn of the century legend in Arabic music, a dandy, fearsome party head, inveterate drinker and druggie who would have put the hardest living rock and roller to shame, but whose idiosyncratic and individualistic style, rooted in the court music of 19th century Egypt, was captured by the nascent recording industry of the time. He became a celebrity, the darling of high society with habits to match. He'd flounce off stage for lack of a good-looking audience to look at, dressed in the finest Parisian fashions, and eventually died after a feast of sea turtle, going out in over-the-top style as he had lived his life. length. But the singing was amazing, loved and criticised in equal measure, depending on your take on the rules and structures of Arabic music. And his recordings have been distilled down into a 4-CD anthology by the Lebanese Amar Foundation and released on the Honest John label. The recordings are what they are, from the very earliest years of commercial recording, so they're not necessarily the easiest to listen to, but seriously, it's worth it to hear the voice. This is Amawal, Ya Mufrad El Yid, recorded in 1908, and you can even just about hear the audience going loopy over the performance. Roma music from Istanbul, from clarinet virtuoso Kunic Sepece and the Orchestra Dolpadere. Dolpadere is a Roma neighbourhood of Istanbul, off the tourist track and home to many of the city's musicians who play for weddings and other celebrations. And apparently, on Sepece's days off, you can see him, find him in the cafe, drinking chai and waiting for a suitably high fee to tempt him out for the night. Before that was that remarkable recording of Abdelhay Hilmi from the Amar Foundation anthology of his many, many early 20th century recordings. Apparently, his lifestyle and profligate tendencies meant that he had to keep recording to pay off debts, much to his disgust. And Gramophone, who recorded that particular performance in 1908, came in for special treatment on one infamous recording when he sneaked in some curses in rhyme about them at the end of one song. I told you he was truly rock and roll. And I wonder what my session guests tonight make of Abdelhay Hilmi, Natasha Atlas and Sami Bishai and the rest of the band. Natasha and Sami, what do you reckon to what we've just heard? They're over a century old.
That's the first time I've heard him. It's absolutely fantastic. And he sounds like he was a real rebel.
It's really somewhere between sobering and astonishing, because it recontextualizes everything we think about how music works and how the music business works and how acceptable codes of conduct are viewed in terms of musicians, and what is rock and roll and what is real rebellion and what's acceptable and what's not. And like most generations, I think it's the generation gap, but across over a century, where like most generations we think we've invented all the rock and rollness of everything, but chances are it's all been done before and better.
And Natasha, you, of course, have the reputation and the background of breaking rules in terms of the kind of music you bring together and how you treat it. Is it reassuring to know that there are characters like that in the musical past?
Absolutely, yeah. It's comforting as well.
Well, your face just lit up when you
Well, we did see the whole band just shutting up to listen to that, because it is something quite special, I think. Well, Natasha, it's great to have you here. Born in Brussels, Anglo-Egyptian parentage, a great richness to your own background, and for many years the voice of Transglobal Underground, and with two big releases out at the moment, an Ashanti double album retrospective of classics and collaborations called Habibi, and on your own Mazika label, Live in Toulouse, a concert collaboration with the chamber orchestra in the city there, and we'll hear more about that in a little while. A mixture of new songs and songs from Munkalaba, the previous album, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What are you going to give us first then?
Going to give you the song Meken. The song is a sort of utopian ideology, and it speaks of imagining a better place.
Well, let's get you set up so that we can hear this first song of the session, which is Makan. Natasha Atlas and the band playing live in the Broadcasting House studio here tonight for World on 3. That was McCann. The band tonight are Sami Bishai on violin, Alcyona Mick on piano, Vasilis Sarikis returning to the World on 3 studio after Chidem Aslan's session last week on drums and percussion, Andy Hamill on bass, Ivan Hussey on cello and Louis Henawi on ney. Sami and Natasha, I was going to say the Live in Toulouse album and the whole orchestral experience must have been, you know, quite something. But actually, it's really quite a rich palette that you're playing with in terms of a band already. Mm. The orchestra's just, in some ways, I suppose, just an extension of the toy box that you already have to play with musically.
And what a wonderful toy box it is.
How did the Toulouse project come about in the first place?
Well, the director of the TNT, Jean-Laurent Paolini.
This is the theatre.
Yeah, the national theatre, the main theatre in Toulouse. He heard that I was living in the area, and so he wanted to propose, a sort of a collaboration, a big show. And he sort of said, you know, what would you like to do? And I said, well, it would be nice to do something, you know, with one of your local orchestras. So then the idea was to do something with the Toulouse Chamber Orchestra and a harp player. I mean, Sami had to work on arrangements for harp, which he'd never done before. And obviously orchestra he had done before, but harp was new for him.
As a classical orchestra, they hadn't played any Arabic music before, and obviously lots of the music we performed with them did entail a lot of their classical expertise, but it also touched on a lot of aspects of Arabic music
or quarter tones,
different ornamentation, different sort of more slidey
that
bits,
swoopy and string sound.
Yeah,
does it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me that people who are musicians. And everyone talks about the universal language of music. When you put two groups of musicians from different worlds or different cultures, how difficult it is for them to speak in that same language and get them to achieve what the other's trying to get out of them.
Yeah, you have to find sort of techniques and sort of paths, if you like, to get there. And then everybody starts to feel more comfortable. But yes, like you said, you know, people always talk about this universal language. But then when you get two people from different methods of music, different schools of processes, if you like, that you have to find something to bridge the gap.
Yeah. And very strong dialects going on.
Yeah, well, it's almost a case of music is a universal language for non-musicians. Unfortunately, musicians don't seem to speak the same universal language.
So and orchestras can be sort of quite scary armies in and of themselves. Well, yeah. Did you manage to win them over?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a few challenges here and there, but I think, I think at the risk of sounding ageist, shall we say some of the slightly older generations of players are perhaps somewhat more attached to the niceties of their learnt profession and sometimes somewhat resent the need to acquire further, shall we say, musical dialects to express a broader palette of things that they deem to be not necessarily.
I can see the Twitter sphere lighting up with Radio 3 listeners.
140 characters isn't going to do it.
So we're going to return to the safety of music right now and your own hand-picked personal guard here. And tell me very quickly just what this next song is going to be.
Oh, this one is a rather lovely tune that we are very fond of called Fei Walanesi, which loosely translates as Do You Remember or Have You Managed to Forget? It's a very bittersweet, nearly melancholic, but a bit more optimistic than that song, sung from the perspective of a woman who's looking back and reminiscing about the more beautiful aspects of a love affair that is sadly ended. Oh, most importantly, it's a song that was sung by Fairouz, who's one of our favourite singers, the Lebanese goddess of song, Fairouz. Anyway, here we go. Thank you.
That's one of my favourite arrangements of theirs. Thanks to Natasha Atlas and the band playing in the Broadcasting House studio for World on Three. And there's more to come from them still tonight. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy, and we're headed now for Niger, a real West African crossroads, home to Songhai, Fulani, Hausa, Tuareg and all their respective musical traditions. And they can all be found also in the lineup of the band Tal National, based in the country's capital, Niamey. The album is recorded by Chicagoan engineer and producer Jamie Carter. The band realised, bizarrely, that it was cheaper to bring Jamie all the way from the States than it would be to get them and the band to the nearest serviceable studio in Nigeria or Ghana. So a big fundraising effort was the order of the day to make the project a reality. So from that album that came about, Kani, which means happy, this is Chama. Thank you.
Thank you.
following in the footsteps of the likes of South African folk hero and jazz musician Robbie Jansen. That was Kyle Shepherd and the rest of the Cape Jazz Band with Demand Skin So Helder Fanant, The Moon Shines So Bright Tonight, from their new album Musical Democracy. Before that, from Niger, Tal National. Well, more to come shortly from our session guest tonight, Natasha Atlas and her band, with songs that feature on her current album, Live in Toulouse. But first, another fusion of global influences distilled in London. Brazil, Senegal, Cape Verde, the US, Canada and the UK, all in the mix of Dalata, headed up by Chris Frank and Patrick Forge, returning to a project that they originally established over a decade ago. Their new studio album features contributions from, amongst others, singers Maya Andrada and Luisa Maita, saxophonist Jason Yard, and on this track, multi-instrumentalist Marcelo Iannecci from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Thank you.
Brazil back-to-back, following on from Marcelo Iannucci's accordion on Delata's new album Fabiola, was Brazilian singer and cellist Dom La Nena from her debut album Ela, a nostalgic celebration of childhood, recorded in the Cevennes Mountains of south-central France in the studio of English songwriter and visual artist Piers Faccini. It's released on 6 Degrees Records. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And we have more now from Natasha Atlas and the band playing in session for tonight's show. They're going to carry on now with the title track from Natasha's last studio album, Moncalaba. Absolutely beautiful. Natasha Atlas and the band in session here on World in 3, including a rather luscious piano introduction from Alcyona Mick and on Ney from Louis Hanawi. And that was Moncalaba, the title track from Natasha's 2010 album, and reprised as well in the studio here in Broadcasting House. And I'm joined just now by Natasha and by violinist Sami Bishai. Now, that song also, I think, is one of the ones that appears in the Toulouse live album. And it's not just Live in Toulouse that you have out at the moment, but this rather wonderful double CD collection on Nascenti of classics and collaborations. Did you have an input in what was chosen there, or is that somebody else's perspective of what Natasha is about?
Well, it was done by someone else, but they asked me about a couple of songs, and in fact I think we gave them a live recording of a song or two.
How important is that whole trans-global experience? How much is that still part of your musical life and character and makeup?
Well, it was important. It was actually quite a rebellious time as well, because it was taking, you know, what I knew and sort of breaking the rules somewhat. And, you know, just the fact that I was wearing a belly dance costume on stage, that again was breaking the rules, not just musically, but just in, you know, how I dressed on stage. The fact that I incorporated belly dance, Arabic dance in the performance as well. It was all quite, in a way, rebellious. But also it was a way, for me, it was a way to introduce some aspects of, you know, my culture to the West, you know, and for a lot of people it was completely new. So it was a very exciting time, you know, just to see people's initial reactions, and, you know, and especially with Trans Global Underground, because they were a wild bunch, and they were, you know, they were great guys, very fair, very they
were quite a democratic
sort of cooperative in a way, and they were great to travel with. They were lovely people. They really supported me a lot, and I felt also a bit like a sort of an adolescent in the music industry. I was feeling my way around and learning as I was going along, so it was quite an incredible time, you know.
And the dance element, I suppose, continues. I believe they're sort of plotting and planning in terms of working with ballet.
Yeah, Sammy and I composed the music for this ballet for this famous French choreographer called Angeline Preljacaj, who's actually of Albanian origin, based in Aix-en-Provence, which is near Marseille. And so he wanted to do a ballet based on 1001 Nights. And so he approached me first to compose the music, and then I asked Sammy if he would do it with me, because there's no way I could take that on by myself. And for me, what was great was to be able to go back to electronics, because I've done acoustic and classical stuff for the last few years, and it was great to go back to sound design and electronics and mess around with that. And
were you missing the bleeps?
Yeah, it's just great to incorporate that, but in a way that also incorporates contemporary classical music, in a sense, so with the Arabic side. And that is just really exciting to do that, even though it was hard, and he'd want different edits every few hours sometimes. And so he sort of drove us mad. But he's an amazing choreographer. He's really has some great ideas, and yeah,
we really look forward to hearing this the music when it comes out.
Yeah.
But you're going to play us one more song in the session tonight. Tell me, Sammy, what this last song is going to be.
Oh, this one's called Nafurat al Anwar, which literally means the Fountain of Lights. And it's a berceuse. It's a lovely little lullaby. And the lyrics are very pretty, but it would take a while to go into the intricacies of them. So,
well, it sounds perfect for this time of night, so we'll let you go.
Without further
ado. Natasha and Sammy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Beautiful music for late at night. A lullaby rounding off Natasha Atlas's session for World on 3. The band are playing tomorrow night, well, tonight, Saturday night, at the Royal Albert Hall's Elgar Room. And the album of the ballet music from the Thousand and One Nights, Les Nuits, is out on Natasha's Mazika record label on the 28th of this month. Looking ahead to a few weeks' time, it's a chance for me to catch up properly with a fantastic fiddler, singer and dancer from Canada's Ottawa Valley. April Virch was, like ourselves on World on 3, at the Shetland Folk Festival earlier this year, but we only ever passed like ships in the festival club's night. So a full session with her and the band will be one to relish as they showcase songs and tunes from the album Bright Like Gold, like this traditional fiddle tune, Davy Davy, Folding Down the Sheets.
Thank you. heb al niet kieken voor die. Ik heb al niet kiezen naar hun net. Ik heb al niet kieken voor die. Ik heb al niet kiezen naar hun net. Ik heb al niet kieken voor die. Ik heb al niet kiezen naar hun net. Schaals heeft niet kie, ik heb rode i. En bannen de vie, zie naar hun net. Voor je serie, je gun je kan vrie. Maar ik wil kie, je schat daarheen. Nach weich je niet kie, ik heb rode i. En bannen de vie. Sinagunat. Schau sie von dir, er riechen an da, am boi ich auch froh, sie nach Hühnab. Schau sie von dir, er riechen an da, boi ich auch froh, von dir nie mal rie. Schau sie von dir, er riechen an da, boi ich auch froh, sie nach Hühnab.
Thank you. bonny keys in a hoonat. He's a bonny key, a crowley. He's a bonny keys in a hoonat. He's a bonny key, a crowley. He's a bonny keys in a hoonat. Now, Jimmy Key.
Powerful stuff. And since I'm girding my loins for the Gaelic lovin' that is the national mod, the Gaelic equivalent of the Welsh Eisteddfod, next week in Paisley this year, it's good to hear one of the staple songs of the choral repertoire. Choirs are a relatively modern innovation in Gaelic music, but that song in its native habitat. Sutherland poet Rob Down Mackay's great love song in Pibroch form to Ishba Nichgoi, Isabel Mackay, and sung by the great piping guru Alan MacDonald on Bonnie Rideout's second volume of Fiddle Pibroch, produced with John Purser. Before that was Arto Järvelä, a member of the Finnish Fiddle Dynasty and founding member of the legendary JPP band. There, though, collaborating with Finnish-American musicians Sarah Pahunen and Jonathan Rundman as Kaivama. And first up, the Canadian fiddler, singer and dancer April Virch, out on tour in the UK just now with gigs tonight in Chebsea Village Hall in Staffordshire and tomorrow in Cookley in Worcestershire. Well, as we know, many of the songs and ballads in old-time Americana come from England, Scotland and Ireland, and we're going to hear next one of those. Child 20, if you want its Sunday go-to-meeting categorisation, but better known as The Cruel Mother or Greenwood Side, and a suitably dark delivery and setting given it here by former Uncle Errol band member Raina Gellert on her new album, Old Light.
There was a lady lived in York, all away and alone, she fell in love with her father's clerk down by the greenwood side. He loved her. She leaned her back against an oak, all the way and alone ago. At first it bent and then it broke down by the greenwood side. She placed her foot against a thorn. She took down her yellow hair, all the way and alone, and bound it round their feet and hands down by the greenwood side. She took out. She was
Thank you.
What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of Bliss to send this precious piece to my soul? A peaceful, soulful rendition indeed of the American hymn by Ron Block, one of the mainstays of Alison Krauss's Union Station, and that from his new solo album, Walking Soul. So, having heard Alan MacDonald just a little earlier making the connections between pipes and Gaelic song, the core of his own musical researches over the years, I'll keep that Gaelic connection going for just a little longer for tonight's final track, with a return to Ruth Keggan on the Isle of Man and her album of Manx song coming out in the new year. Thanks to Natasha Atlas and the band once again for the session, to Martin Appleby, Rob Winter and Andy Fell in the studio, and Roger Short producing tonight. This song from Ruth then is Gray Falsey, False Love, a young man somewhat resigned now to having been rejected in love, but who says just the same that the snow in Greenland will turn red before his love for the woman should wane.
Thank you.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online.
John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, where you can hear Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings and a Bach motet in just over an hour. First, a concert from February 2013 by the Danish National Chamber Orchestra. Adam Fischer conducts them in Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola, and Beethoven's First Symphony, and to begin, Haydn. The Symphony No. 88 in G was one of his first, after the success of his six Paris symphonies, and it's full of particularly deft orchestration. The beautiful second movement, for example, with a tender solo for oboe and cello, or the hurdy-gurdy effects in the third movement. It all begins with this discreet call to attention.